Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited about our guest today. I have Elise Oxier with me. Elise is an ICF-certified professional executive and life coach and the owner of Gulf Coast Coaching in Tampa, Florida. Elise helps her clients understand and harness the power of their energy for greater leadership effectiveness. For more than 30 years, Elise has helped men and women expand their clarity, personal power, and confidence. She partners with her clients to help them experience more of the life they really want. Together, they illuminate what might be possible and turn it into the achievable. She is passionate, sincere, and a true believer in people choosing the life they really want. It's my pleasure to welcome Elise to our show.
Hi, Belinda.
Hi. Well, thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's just fill in some of the gaps from your bio. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey and kind of how you got where you are today.
Sure. In fact, when I was looking at your bio, you and I both share a background in professional selling. And I did that for many years. I worked for Xerox Corporation, and I sold also for what is now Covidien, very high-tech surgical instruments. I sold for food service industry, and I also owned my own sign-making business for 10 years. I'd always wanted to be a professional coach, and through owning my own business and being sales manager at different companies, I loved mentoring people and working with people, helping them break through barriers to achieve what they really wanted to. So when we moved down here to Florida 6 years ago, I went back to school and became a certified professional coach, and I've been coaching people ever since.
Oh, well, that is fantastic. And I'm sure you would say that that background in sales certainly has helped you in developing the programs you have today.
No question about it. In fact, I do a lot of work helping entrepreneurs build their businesses because I find that so many people have kind of an ick factor mindset around selling.
Yep.
And helping people to overcome that and really step out in purpose around their product reframes everything for people.
Oh, that is fabulous. And I know especially women certainly suffer from that more than men, you know.
Yes.
And so that is really helpful because I think once they can get past some of those barriers in their mind, I always tell people 80% of your, you know, what's holding you back is in your head. And if you can get past that, then, oh my gosh, you know, really things can start to happen.
Absolutely. I'd say it's probably higher than 80%.
Wow. You know what? You're probably right, but I always use that one because I think, okay, we got to have at least some skill sets in here somewhere.
True. Very true.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business today? Tell us a little bit more about Gulf Coast Coaching and exactly what it is that you do. And then we'll talk about how that has shaped your lifestyle today.
Sure. I do what I call EPIC coaching, and it's short for Energy Performance Insight Coaching. The most important thing that we bring to our daily lives, as you said, is our mindset. And it's really the energy that we bring forward with us. And I work with people to make sure that they are stepping into the energy that they want to in life. I have an assessment that I use, and it's different than other assessments, which are personality assessments. And this is a behavioral assessment, and it really measures how are you showing up in life and what are the thought patterns that you're using, particularly when you're under stress. And then once we go through this and debrief it, people can understand where they have an opportunity to make different decisions, and it's a game changer for people.
Well, that is fantastic. So how has that business shaped your lifestyle to date?
Well, what I decided, I've always worked out of my home, even when I was selling. And I've always felt like I wanted to have more integration between work and my life. And I have taken the opportunity now to be able to construct the life that I want, but also work when I want to. It's really never been more challenging for people to shut off work. And with the technology and phones and people go on PTO and they're still tethered to their jobs. And I'm finding that a lot of people don't have the ability to really shut down. And it's something that I've been mindful about to great result. And I help my clients understand that having downtime in their lives can make them so much more productive at work.
That is great. And I think that that is a universal problem right now with no matter where people work, whether it's for themselves or even in corporate America. I like that term that you use, tethered. I just think that people just don't disconnect and they need to, even if they're doing it of their own free will. Even if this is my own business that I'm choosing to, I've got to be present where I'm present.
Absolutely. And so much of this comes down to confidence and courage. And the confidence being, I am doing a good job, you know, during work hours. And I have the courage to say, stop, I also have a personal life. And I'm not going to get fired. I'm not going to lose clients over it. And overcoming that fear of not answering that text right away or that email can help people to feel like they've taken some control of their life back.
Right. So what would you say are a couple of your greatest skill sets that have contributed to your overall success?
I have always believed that I would be successful. When I was going through the training program for selling surgical instruments in the OR, you know, I didn't have a background in anatomy, physiology, aseptic technique, and it was very rigorous. I think 40 people started and 6 ended up making it through the course. But my attitude always was, if this can be done, if anybody can do this, I can do this. And I've taken that with me my entire life, just knowing that I'll be successful. And that doesn't mean I don't fail, which is probably my other skill set. I'm resilient. I can go out, I'm pretty fearless, and try things. If they don't work out, that's okay. I get up off the mat very quickly, dust myself off, and go back for more.
That is fantastic. And I think that that is extremely important for people to understand, especially today when so many people have this fear of failure phobia. I've never seen it more pronounced in my whole entire career than I'm seeing it right now. So I think a lot of people need help with that.
I do too. And it really can hamstring our ability to be creative and to be authentic when we're so worried about making a misstep. And a lot of times that's where the magic is in getting off the path and finding out that, you know what, you have more grit than you ever thought you did.
Absolutely. So what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments that is super meaningful for you?
I think becoming a coach later in my life and finding tremendous success and joy in doing this is a fabulous accomplishment I'm very proud of. My clients tell me all the time that they are blown away by our work together, and they're always trying to say thank you so much, and I have to remind them that they're the ones doing the heavy lifting. But it's our collaboration together where people wipe away old stories that aren't serving them and old negative energies that they're carrying around, lugging into the future with them. And we shine a light on that together. And all of a sudden, people are having lives that they never thought was possible before. And I've never done anything in my life that compares with the feeling I get of working with people who get that kind of result.
Wow, that is, and that certainly is rewarding, isn't it?
It is, very.
So then on the opposite end of that, is there a challenge or an obstacle that you've gone through and you want to share how you worked through that?
Yeah, I would say the most trying time of my adult life is when my children were teenagers. My daughter had a very difficult time, really a rough patch in her own journey. And as her mother, I was very jarred and frightened by what might happen. And I walked with her through really some significant emotional pain that she was enduring, and it challenged me more than anything else I'd ever done in my life. And I had to come to terms with feeling inadequate and uncertain that I could help her, and it challenged that belief of mine that I mentioned a minute ago that I was going to succeed because I had to help her find a way to believe in herself. It challenged my resilience because it was a long process for her to get back to health. But Belinda, what I learned was patience while I was craving immediate results. And I learned that letting go when I wanted to control more than anything was the best thing that I could have done for her. And I also learned truly that love is bigger than any other problem.
Wow, those are some pretty big life lessons, aren't they?
They are. It doesn't get more serious than that when someone that you love is struggling. It makes everything else pale in comparison. And I'm happy to say now that she's an adult, doing very well. She's engaged.
Oh, exciting.
Has a great job. Yes. And, you know, if any of your listeners are struggling through something like that, I would really encourage them to know that tough times don't last and that they will get through it. But the power of love in getting through this can't be overstated.
Wow. Well, thank you. And I'm sure anybody listening, I mean, we all go through challenges like that. Some of them are bigger than others. I can totally relate to this. But do you mind sharing at all? I know when I was going through it, I still had my business, like with my son, and I still had to keep moving. And so I learned to just sort of compartmentalize things. How did you work through that, still being very successful with your business? Because that is where I think people just sometimes flounder and they don't know how to work through something like that.
Absolutely. It's, again, it calls on us to be so much more all of a sudden than we ever thought we could be. Mm-hmm. And I went to, at that time, I owned my sign making business and I had 10 to 14 employees. I think I had about 12 at that time. And I went to my key man there, who was a young man himself in his mid-20s, not married or anything. And I explained the situation to him. And I said, I am putting the hands of the business in your hands for the next several weeks while I stay and attend to my daughter. And we went off together and she got some of the help that she needed. And boy, did he rise to the occasion. Every one of my employees was just spectacular during that time period. And I think they really appreciated me being honest and straightforward about what the situation was, instead of trying to cover it up or make something up. I leaned on them and they leaned in. And it was another example to me of how much people are capable of if they're just given a chance.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Working from my happy place means to me when I catch myself not in my happy place, I realize that I have gotten off of True North and I've gotten off of the kind of goals and vision that I had for creating this business in the first place. So I take time now every day to make sure, what am I doing today? How is this filling my soul? How is this helping my business? How is this helping my clients? I try to be very discerning about how I spend my time. You know, those tasks that we do repetitively, tasks of daily living, they can chew up our energy, and our joy. And you know what? They never stop coming. So I have learned to block out time for big gain tasks, things that hopefully one day when I'm a lot older and on my deathbed that I'll remember I accomplished these things. And having a differential mindset of the energy that I put into the big gain tasks versus all of these tasks of daily living lets me stay in my happy place and know that I'm really serving myself and my clients.
What would you call some of the big gain tasks?
Well, things like I created a program here in Tampa called Intentional Transformation for Women. And it's a group coaching environment, and I wrote the curriculum for it. And our first group is finishing in July, and the women are absolutely stunned by how much their lives have changed in terms of their business, wiping away old limiting beliefs and assumptions, the courage that they've developed, how they learn to manage their own energy. It's incredible what the women are saying to me as the course is ending. And it took me 6 months to build this class. I collaborated with another coach here in Tampa, and for 6 solid months, every Friday, we met for 4 hours.
Wow.
And wrote the curriculum of this program, and it really paid off. So without setting aside that time and blocking it on the calendar, I never would have been able to create this phenomenal program that has changed so many people's lives. And we're doing it again in October.
Oh, that's incredible. I know some of the things that you listed, and I think these are the ones that people don't set time for. So I wanted to just kind of highlight those because I think they're the big ones, which is, like you said, exercising regularly, eating right, finding time for meaningful conversations with friends and family. Those yep. are the things that I see people say, oh, I just don't have time to work out, but they have to block that. They have to schedule it. You have to block eating healthy, which might be meal prep.
Yes.
These are the things that I look to as those the bigger tasks, you know, that if I can schedule these into my calendar as well, I'm going to have a more healthy, balanced life. And like right now, I haven't been feeling as healthy. And when I look at it, I'm very aware of what you just said. I've got so many projects on my plate that what I've done is taken off the scheduling my meal preps, my exercising, mm-hmm. my, you know, I haven't even golfed at all this summer. And the summer's, you know, a good way yep. into it. And I'm doing that. I'm doing that because I'm allowing all the multitude of things that I have to overshadow that. And the multitude of things are going to be there whether I choose to take an hour out to work out or not work out.
Absolutely. And it's funny how when we become busier and more successful, we chalk off the things that we did that got us there in the first place.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
The mindfulness around these foundational activities of eating right, exercising, making sure that we are doing self-care. And self-care isn't something that I will do it when everything else is done. Self-care has to come first. It's like putting on the oxygen mask if the plane's going down before you help other people. Because if we get too depleted, then we can't do anything well.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to be entrepreneurs?
I would say that you can do so much more than you think you can. In this day and age of social media, it seems like people are always comparing themselves to other people and comparing their insides to other people's Facebook filtered Instagram outside.
Right.
But, you know, other people that are successful, they aren't smarter than you, and they don't have magic wands that have somehow allowed them to ascend to these highest heights. They just took one step and then another and then another, and they harnessed their courage and their fear and looked for opportunities along the way. And those same choices are available to every one of us. So advice, I would say, harness your courage and your emotional energy and grit and get started right away. You know, it's funny, the endorphins that make us feel so good, like if we go to the gym, we don't feel good on the way to the gym. You know, if we did, everybody'd be going to the gym. But it's on the way home that you feel great. It's the same thing with taking the first steps toward a new project. Once you get into action, endorphins are released into your system and you start feeling better. But they will not show up unless we take those first steps. So I would encourage everybody, take a step today toward what it is that you really want.
And for those that, because this is one of the things I hear all the time, and is they want to be that and they want to take that step, but they feel paralyzed by, they don't know how to transition. So maybe they have to keep the full-time job that they have in order to follow a passion, and then consequently they feel that they don't have the time or they can't. But in reality, people can do that transition successfully.
They can. I think being realistic is part of it. You know, everything is going to take more time than you think. It's going to take more energy than you think, and it's going to cost more money than you think. And if people, I would encourage people in that situation, say if they're transitioning, they want to do their own gig and they're working for somebody else, keep a journal for a couple of weeks about how you're spending your time. And I think you might be amazed at how much time you're spending online, watching TV, or doing other things that really could be shifted with more focus toward being productive.
I love that. That's one of the things that I encourage my clients to do too. So I absolutely love that, is to keep a time journal, because we all have way more time. In fact, we all waste more time than we spend time than effectively. And so when people start to see that, then suddenly they're like, wow, I guess I could take out this 2 hours of TV that I just spent. I could take out, you know, whatever the case may be, sitting for 2.5 hours on Facebook, for crying out loud. So
the black hole of Facebook.
I know, right? So I'm with you. And that's one of the things I always encourage people to do as well. So share with us then, in closing, some new things that you're working on. You can go into a little bit more detail about that if you like. And then also, where can our listeners find you?
Sure. As I mentioned, I have a local program here in Tampa for women, but I also run some virtual programs. I have a mastermind for entrepreneurs that I run, and it helps people to do things like transition to their own business or to build sales of their new business. With my background, I do a lot of sales consulting. So really being a champion for people starting their new business is the purpose of the mastermind group. And I have another one starting up in the fall for that. And we cover things like living in your values, personal and professional leadership, self-care and balance, the power of understanding your energy, handling stress, and a lot more. If people want to get in touch with me, my website is gulfcoastcoaching.com. And I actually have a little gift for your listeners, if I can tell them about that.
Absolutely. Everybody loves gifts. That's always exciting.
And so if people go to Gulf, which is G-U-L-F, gulfcoastcoaching.com, and put in /happy place, I have a free downloadable PDF explaining all about different energy levels and how people can use them. And I also have some big discounts on there for either the group coaching session or the energy leadership index assessment.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, thank you so much. And Elise, this has absolutely been delightful. Thank you for taking your time with myself and our listeners today.
Well, Belinda, thank you so much. I really enjoy always talking about working out of our happy place.
Yes. All right, everyone. We'll see you again on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.